Occasionally in the summer, the lectionary gets a little bit complicated, and various websites have conflicting opinions about what the reading is. So I will tell you that I prepared for a different first reading than the one you heard today. But it's related. It's actually a bit earlier than the reading we just heard today. And I invite you to take your bulletin home and get out your Bible and read a little bit earlier parts of the story of Elijah, particularly the story of the transition from Elijah to Elisha. And part of the reason why I am intrigued by that story is because, you know, a lot of people say, until we're tired of hearing it, that we live in an age of change. People say that all the time, and we get tired of it. But it's true. We do live in an age of change. We have a high rate of social change in our world. But nobody ever talks about what to do about that. What do we do? What's the spirituality of living in an age of change? What do we think about or reflect on as we live in an age of change? So the first thing, looking at Elijah and Elisha, is that Elijah's done. He is done. He has valiantly led the fight against Queen Jezebel and the prophets of Baal. He got the people through a drought that he said was coming and came. After the drought, he had the great contest with the prophets of Baal, where the prophets of Baal built an altar and called on Baal to send fire down and receive the offering, and it didn't happen. Elijah built an offer and put out an offering, and then just to be a smart aleck, he says, pour some water on it. Show off, right? Pour some more water on it. Go ahead, put a lot of water on it. Get it real wet. It's never going to catch on fire. It's all wet. And then he prays, and God sends down a great lightning bolt that just completely consumes the offering and everything. And so all of this is going on. Elijah has been really a busy guy. He's had a busy life, and he's tired, and Jezebel is mad, and she wants him dead now after all of this. And he runs off into the desert and up in the mountain, and in the still small voice, he hears God, and he says basically to God, I'm done. And one of the things that I think is important for us to recognize pastorally is that sometimes we're done. Sometimes I'm tired of change. Sometimes it's just too much. And there's nothing wrong with saying to God, you know, God, I'm tired. You know, God, I'm done. That's a possibility. And God understands that. God understands that because it is a natural human experience to be tired, to be done. And so, here's the thing, though. We live in an age of change, and it's not like God is going to pull us out of this age and plop us into another age that isn't an age of change. And we see that in the story, because God says, all right, I get it, you're done, that's okay. You got three more things you got to do. Happens, doesn't it? I may be tired. I may be tired of buying a new upgrade every other month. But you have to. Right? So God says, you got three more things you got to do. You got to anoint a king for the north, a king for the south, and set up Elisha as your successor. So that's what he does. And when he comes to Elisha, he says, follow me. Elisha says, I got to go say goodbye to the family first. Elijah says, whatever. What am I to you? And he goes on. And so Elisha goes back to his family to say goodbye. Here's an interesting thing. He was plowing when Elijah found him. He had a cart and two oxen, and he's plowing. He's out in the field with other folks who are plowing as well. He takes his cart apart and makes a fire. And he cooks, sacrifices the two oxen and uses them as a feast to say goodbye to his family. I think there's an important image in there for us. A couple of images. First of all, when we live in an age of change, feasting is important. Feasting is crucial. We must gather together as a people and feast together, because both the feasting and the togetherness feed the human soul in order to live and do its job in an age of change. Feasting is important. There's a reason we gather around this table every week. There's a reason our spiritual practice is not only to gather around this table, but to gather around this table and proclaim the world to come, to make it present right here in the room. It's a kind of feasting that makes the future present. And it refreshes and feeds the soul and then pushes us back out into the world. Feasting is important in an age of change. The other thing that's important is to notice, what does Elisha do? He takes apart his old world, symbolized by the cart, in order to get ready for a new world. And we might be tired of living in an age of change. We might need to sit down and have a good feast to refresh ourselves for life in an age of change. But we have to recognize that some parts of an age of change are an occasion for feasting. The changes aren't all bad or tiresome. Some of them are good. And we have to acknowledge that. People are living longer. People are living healthier. Lots of things are better than they once were. That's important to recognize. Sometimes when we get tired of the age of change in which we live, all change is bad. No. Sometimes change is burdensome. But not all change is bad. Some of it is actually good. I like that you all are living longer. That's a good thing. I love the fact that several weeks ago, I did two pastoral visits on the same day to people who were over 100 years old. Right? That's pretty cool. So some change is good. Some of the changes in our age of change are actually good. They are an occasion for feasting, and feasting is good in terms of nurturing our souls for life in an age of change. That's important. So we can be done. We can be tired. We need to feast. Let the feasting and the togetherness feed our soul. Because some of the change is good. Maybe not all of it, but some of it. Now we come to the gospel. Well, here things get really interesting. Because here people are saying the same thing Elisha said. Let me go say bye to the family. Let me go bury the dead. Jesus is like, time, this is urgent, you know. And it seems like he's saying exactly the opposite, or behaving in exactly the opposite way to Elijah. But I think there's a point here, and I think both of these stories are accurate. It is possible to be tired, to be done, to need a good feast, to find the things to celebrate in order to feed and revitalize our soul for life in an age of change. And some of that change is urgent. There is urgent work to do when you live in an age of change. It's urgent that we overcome racism. It's urgent that we learn how to treat each other with justice and care. It's urgent that we not only learn how to treat each other with justice and care, but we learn how to revision fairness itself so that what's fair is fair for everybody, not just for people in power or people with wealth. There are lots of things about life in an age of change that are urgent. Jesus is exactly right. And that urgency is part of what sometimes makes the change tiring. We feel overwhelmed. I look at the challenge of environmental concerns. We've named that as a diocese. Care for creation is a big issue for us. As a diocese, we've named it one of our tasks, the care for creation. And I look at the challenges, and it's so big. And it can feel so overwhelming. And I feel like my little recycle pile in my apartment maybe isn't enough. It's easy to feel overwhelmed. It's the urgency that makes it feel overwhelming. Jesus tells us that. There's urgent work in an age of change. There's urgent work. And so I think spirituality in an age of change holds all of these things together. Spirituality in an age of change recognizes that sometimes I get tired, sometimes I'm just done with it all. And spirituality in an age of change recognizes that the solution to that is fellowship and feasting. It revives the soul, recommits us to the work, helps us support one another. Fellowship and feasting is part of the important work of an age of change, precisely because so many parts of an age of change are urgent. They require our attention and our hard work. All those things are true. What's more, it is also true that God must want us to be the ones doing this work, or we wouldn't be here. So the challenge for us, recognize when we're wore out. Don't forget to gather and to feast. Remember that the work really is urgent. It's important stuff. It's also why it's tiring. They all fit and feed each other. But it's crucial stuff. And God understands it. And our scriptures hold all of these images together to encourage us and recommit us to the work of gathering in this feast, being fed with the body and blood of our Lord, and being sent back out into an age of change as bearers of God's blessings.